Britain.
Fighting corruption. Laundry list. Will Labour be better at stamping out dirty money than the Tories?
In 2015, David Cameron called time on those who saw London as a place to stash your dodgy cash. A year later, the then Prime Minister hosted an international anti-corruption summit at which he could tout Britain's new public register of company owners, the first in a G20 country. This was a high watermark in Britain's efforts to fight dirty money, reckons Robert Barrington, a corruption expert at Sussex University. Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022 did prompt two economic crime laws that, among other things, created a register of overseas entities owning British property. But there are still big holes in the defences against illicit finance. The National Crime Agency, NCA, says it is a realistic possibility that over £100 billion, that's $130 billion, is rinsed annually through Britain's financial system and corporate structures. A former Tory minister has suggested that Britain and its overseas territories, such as the British Virgin Islands, BVI, and Cayman Islands, handle 40% of the world's dirty money. Just before the election on July the 4th, the then Shadow Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, accused the Conservatives of turning Britain into a money-laundering superpower. His vow to make the issue a priority in office excites anti-corruption campaigners, as does his insistence that it is about more than money. Mr. Lammy argues that turning a blind eye to dirty money from Russia and elsewhere undermines Britain's national security and international reputation. Anticipation, then, is growing as Labour works on its own anti-corruption strategy. Unfinished business ranges from beefing up domestic enforcement, agencies are badly underfunded, to strengthening international cooperation. Any laundering scheme worth its salt straddles several borders. But there are two issues in particular where the government should be able to get quick results. The first is to close the biggest remaining gap when it comes to knowing who owns what, trusts. These legal arrangements may have a long history. They date back to the Crusades, and most are probably used legitimately for estate planning and the like. But investigators say they have become increasingly popular with financial ne'er-do-wells as more light has been shone on companies and partnerships. A study last year of ownership of over 100,000 properties on Britain's overseas entities register was opaque, largely owing to trusts. This could be solved by strengthening registration requirements and making the data available at least to those with a legitimate interest in seeing it, such as the police and investigative journalists. The second priority should be to finally take to task the overseas territories, which remain key nodes in global money laundering networks. The Conservatives' efforts to force more openness on these sun-kissed havens were half-hearted. They tended to back off when accused of neo-colonialist interference or undermining the overseas territories' economic independence, says Mr. Barrington. Only one British dependency, Gibraltar, has a public corporate ownership register. Labour has a specific opportunity to strike. When the European Court of Justice ruled in 2022 that the public should not have unrestricted access to company registers, recalcitrant territories like the BVI and Cayman used that as an excuse for foot dragging. They indicated that they would follow the EU's lead once it figured out how to respond. The EU has now done so, addressing the court's concerns while keeping a reasonably broad definition of who can access data. The new government should now force the territories to keep their word. It can, as one anti-graft campaigner puts it, ensure their hoist by their own petard. Britain has a long history of opposition parties talking tough on cleaning up finance but buckling in government, usually when lobbyists get their teeth in. Labour, which is keen not to appear anti-business, has stressed that although it plans to tackle finance's dark corners, it wants to nurture the city. Anti-corruption policing tends to struggle in the jostle for funding. Tackling money launderers doesn't play as well politically as taking down drug gangs or sex traffickers. Sir Starmer, the Prime Minister, doesn't seem as interested as Lammy, says another campaigner. He's big on the rule of law, but hasn't really focused on rooting out dirty money. activists' best hope may be to stress the link to ordinary people. Joe Powell, the Labour MP for Kensington and Bayswater in London, and a former deputy head of a pro-transparency organisation, says that one in eight properties in his constituency are second homes or long-term empty. He reckons that 40% of its foreign-owned properties are trust-owned. Meanwhile, we have a serious lack of affordable housing, so you have to make the argument for greater transparency on two levels. Yes, it's about taking on Putin and his cronies, but there's also a basic democratic argument, given the impact on the electorate, the real damage it causes locally.